Gemara Chagiga and Daf Gimel Beis is discussing the Malachim, what the Malachim looked like in Shemayim, and the Gemara asks a Stirim Sukkim. The Gemara says the Kasav Achad Aimer, one pasuk says Shesh Knafayim Lachad, which is mashma that the Malachim had six Knafayim, six wings. The Kasav Achad Aimer, one pasuk says Va'arba Panim Lachas Va'arba Knafayim Lachas. Another pasuk is mashma that they only had four wings. So it's a Stirim that the Malachim have six wings or four wings. And the answer is Lakasha Kamazan Shem Besim Mikdash Kaim Kamazan Shem Ein Besim Mikdash Kaim Kiviyochol Shenismata Kanfei Achayis. The Gemara says the Bizman Shem Besim Mikdash Kaim, the Malachim had six wings, but Lacha the Churban Mikdash, just like the Mikdash was Nechav Kiviyochol, there was some Churban and some Miut in the Malachim, and two of the Malachim were taken, two of their Knafim were taken away, and after the Churban, the Malachim only have four wings instead of six wings. And the Gemara then brings down a machlekes, which knafayim were nismayet, which one of their wings, they have six wings, which ones, Amar Avchanan Amarav, Oysen Shoyim Ashira Behen, the ones that they used to say Shira, those are the ones that were taken away. And the other man, Amar, says, Rabbanan Ami, Oysen Shemachasis Ben Raglayim, the ones that they used to cover their feet, those were the knafayim that were taken away. So everyone's masking the two knafayim were taken away. The machlekes says, which knafayim were the ones that were taken away? Now, based upon this Gemara, the grass is a beautiful hasbar and a tefillah that we say on Musaf for the Shal Shogalim. So in the Nusach of the Musaf of Shal Shogalim, we say we daven Yiratzan Lefanacha, and we say Avinu Malkeinu Galei Kvayd Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera Vayfa Vehinasa Aleinu Leinei Kol Chai. So we daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu Galei Kvayd Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera. You should be megala the covet of your malchus on us b'mehera, quickly. So when we daven for the Bina Beis HaMikdash, we refer to it in the Lashon of being Megala, the covered Malchusai, to be Megala, the covered of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the meaning of that? What's the meaning of being Megala, the covered Malchus? What is the Eimek of this tefillah? And the Gra is Masber very beautifully based upon this Gemara. And he brings from the Arizal. The Arizal says that the these Knafayim that the Malachim had, there were six wings, on each one was written one of the words from Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus La'ilam Vayr. So you had the first top, it says Baruch Shem, then Kvod Malchusai, and then La'ilam Vayr. That was written on these Knafayim. So Zok de Gra, he says, when two of these Knafayim are Nismayets, you're missing two of the words of Baruch Shem. And the Gra assumes that the two words that were missing, the two Knafayim that were missing, were those two Knafayim that had on it the words Kvod Malchusai. So Baruch Shem were still there, La'olam Vayr are still there, but the two wings that had on it the words Kvod Malchusai, those were no longer there. So Kviyachot, the Churban HaBayis, there was a Miyat in the Kvod Malchus of Shemayim. So being that those two wings were in Nismayet with the Churban, when we daven for the Beis HaMikdash to come back, we daven specifically for Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera. You should be Megala, the Kvod Malchus. In other words, we're davening to bring back those two wings that have in them those words, Kvod Malchusai, Kvod Malchusai, and that is the meaning of this tefillah, to be Megala Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera, V'haifa V'inas Aleinu Leinei Kol Chai. When you bring back the Beis HaMikdash, it will be Megala, the Kvod Malchus. Those two wings will restore to the Malachim, will have the full amount of wings, the six wings like it was Bezman HaMikdash, and the Kvod Malchus will come back. Ad Kan is the beautiful beer from the Gra. Now it's interesting that in the Sefer Arvi Yisrael from the Apter Rebbe, Parshas Vayeshev, he brings this very same beer, b'shem his Rebbe, the Naim Elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech. Mamash brings the same shot in the Tefillah of Musafin, based on the Arizal. He says this whole Hezber in this Tefillah. And so he's assuming, the Gra is assuming, and the Naim Elimelech are both assuming that which ones were Nismayet, which are the wings that are Nismayet. It's those ones that were that had in the words Kvod Malchusai. So after he brings this vart from Rebbe Elimelech, the Avisol himself, the Apter Rebbe, is chaylik. He's chaylik on him, and he says, "Vani Aimer Shashnei Tevas Hashem Chaserim is Man Achurban Beis Hamikdash Heim LaOlam Vard." Zok the Apter Rebbe, "I'm chaylik on my Rebbe, the Naim Elimelech, who says that the ones were in Nismayet are the Kvod Malchusai. I hold it's different two words. It was the LaOlam Vard that's missing." And that is the two wings that had in it the words Olam Vayit. The last two wings, those are the ones that were Nismayet. Kvod Malchusai was intact, they were still there, not like his Rebbe wanted to say. And based upon that, he goes on to be Mazra, beautiful Hezra, and a Medrash, Ayin Shom, what he says. So it comes out the very Sedesek Machlaikis between the Apter Rebbe and the Naim Elimelech, which Knafayim Rechaser Bezman HaKhurban. Was it the two Knafayim that said on them Kvod Malchusai, or was it the two Knafayim that said on them Olam Vayit? The Apter Rebbe held was Lailam Vayd, the Naim Elimelech held is Kvod Malchusai, and from the Gra, in the Spirish on the Siddur, which is taken from the Shneis Elio, we see that he understood, like the Naim Elimelech, that it was the Kvod Malchusai that was Nismayet, and not the Lailam Vayd. I saw a very beautiful Marimakim, very beautiful Hezber, in this machlekes? What's the hazard in this machlekes between the Abt Rebbe and the Naamar Elimelech? Which knafayim were chaser? So this is brought down in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner, Sefer Zikaron for the Pachad Yitzchak. In the back, they have some Divrei Torah from the Reb Shlomo Alfandari, who is known as the Saba Kedisha. Reb Shlomo Alfandari was a Gvaldik Agayin, a Gvaldik Mekubal, a Sfardish Agayin, and he lived B'Sof Yomav in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a person that was Mekubal on everyone, the Sfardim, the Ashkenazim, the Hasidim. Everyone is very intimate, and everyone held his Mamashe Adam Gadol, Adam Kaddish. And to do with it, he was the Rebbe of the Stechemin. That's just to give you an idea of who he was. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, everyone came to see him. The Munkach Rebbe, the Munkach Salazar, was very intimate. They're very, very close. He even went to Eretz Yisrael, Badafka, to meet him. Rav Huttner had a shankas to him when he was there. That's why it's printed in his Sefer Zikaron. And he was a person who was really a Gvaldik Mekubal and Adam Kaddish. So he brings down over there, this is printed in the Sefer Zikaron on page Tafresh Nun Gimel. He starts off, he brings the Gemara in Chagiga, and then he says, B'mei Charfi, when I was a kid, I heard or I saw B'shem the Gra, this Pshat and the Tfila, Galekvod Machus, Alena Mehera, that we brought down before, Api the Arizal. And then he says, Achashon Rabbis Nizdam Liyadi Lefi Shah Sefer Ayv Yisrael. Then I got a hold of the Sefer Ayv Yisrael from the Abt Rebbe, and he brings down this Pshat from his Rabbi, Rabbi Elimelech. And then he brings down that he's chaylik and he holds it's the lo'ilam vayit. So he points out this machlekes between the Rabbi of Elimelech and the Abt Rebbe, which ones were in his smite? Was the kvon machusai or was it the lo'ilam vayit? And then he goes on to say, very bekitzer, that what's the beer in that machlekes? He says, l'chayin nira, dim havi kvon machusai lo'ilam vayit, tayle machlekes of chananel v'rabanan, v'tzarech liras divrei kisa arid b'mekayman. He ends off saying that that machlekes between the Naam Elimelech and the Arv Yisrael would be telling the Machlekes and Agamah of Yerbichin Rav Chananel and the Rabbanon which ones were Nismite. So what does he mean? Lechayim means like this, that there's a Machlekes over here, which Knafayim were Nismite. According to Rav Chananel, it was the ones they said Shira with. According to Rabbanon, it was the ones that were Mechasis Ragleim. So if you go in order, the way that Rizal sets it up, it seems to be that the top two Knafayim were around the head area. The next two were the ones they say shira with, those were by the stomach, and then the bottom two were the ones that are mechasis regleim. So he says that the ones that they say shira with, those were the that was number 3 and 4. So you have knafayim 1 and 2, then 3 and 4, and then 5 and 6. So he says if you hold that the ones that are in the smite are the ones that say shira, then that would be mistaber, that would be kvon malchusai, because the top two represented Baruch Shem, had Baruch Shem on it, the next two was kvon malchusai, and then the Olam Vayit. So if the ones that were said shir or taken away, those are the ones that cover the stomach, and that would be like the Gra saying in the Naam Elimelech, that was kvon malchusai, there was nismai, that would fit into the Shita of Rav Chananel. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, that the ones that are mechasis ragleim are nismait, so those were the bottom two knafayim, that mistama and them, it said l'olam vayit. And if those were the ones that were taken away, the ones that are mechasis regleim, that would mean that the lo'ilam vayit was taken away, like the Ayri Sol was assuming. So this machlekes between the Ayri Sol and the Naam Elimelech and the Gra, the Chai would be tali on this machlekes Amoraim in our Gemara, and it's really meduyak in the Gra himself. If you look in the Gra, when he says this vart, he throws in that the Gemara says, Hamanai and Ismait of Chalan Rav Oisin Shoyim and Shir Behen, the ones that they say Shira, Behu Kenafayim HaEmtsayim, and those are the middle Emtsayim. And then he goes on to say that that would correspond to the Kvon Machusa. So when the Gra says Ezvart, he really speaks this out, almost beferish, that we're going like the Mandamer, that the middle ones were in Ismayet, like of Chanan Amarav, and those are the ones that you say Shira, and that would correspond to the Kvon Machusa. So that would be a raya to this Hezber of the Saba Kedisha of Shlomo Alfandari in the Bir Machlegis between the Gra and the Naam Elimelech, Keneged the Abt Rebbe. There's a little bit about the Gvaldik Gluim, we see in our Gemara over here in the Bir and that Tfilas HaMusafim.